Welcome to the Monday, November 21st, 2011 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. This week, of course, is a big holiday week here in the U.S. As a result, we'll only have three podcasts, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday will be Thanksgiving, and then Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is usually off in most places, unless you're unlucky enough to work for a retailer. But well, we still got some news to talk about. SCADA, first of all, it's in the news again. This week, an actual attack, not a simulated exercise, not something that is sort of proposed based on an audit. The first attack happened actually a while ago, but just became public last week, I have to say. And in this case, in Springfield, Illinois, an attacker was able to compromise control systems remotely, so via the internet. As a result, the attacker ended up with usernames and passwords for various control functions, and the attacker was able to power cycle a pump in a water treatment plant. As a result, that pump actually eventually overheated and failed. No loss of life or noticeable service interruption as a result of this failure. Actually, to me, it is really more looks like someone sort of stumbled across that and was playing with the controls, not necessarily targeting these controls or having a particular attack in mind. Reports about the attack indicate that the attacker's IP address was located in Russia. Of course, this could just be a jumping off point, no way of telling whether or not the attacker was actually located in Russia. Well, this was the first attack, and then on Friday, probably another attacker, it's not really clear at this point, I believe, breached a second utility, again a water system, this time in South Houston in Texas. And to prove the exploit, the attacker did show screenshots. There, at least I haven't seen an official statement by the utility or whether or not there was any damage being caused. The post that sort of went with these screenshots on Pastebin did not necessarily say anything about a deeper political background, really more about just showing it is possible, sort of more a proof of concept and waking people up to the seriousness of this SCADA problem. SCADA, there were a lot or are still a lot of claims that a lot of this is FUD and about air-gapped system, but in the past, one of the crucial failures in SCADA was not necessarily that the systems were not secured well, but that they were essentially architected with the idea in mind that they're not connected to public networks, which of course is hardly ever the case. And then we got some news again about China's Great Firewall. There was another congressional hearing about that. And one of the sort of interesting aspects that came out of this hearing was that a lot of the times, or sometimes, the blocking that's done by this firewall is not necessarily just to prevent politically objectionable content to be served in China, but it's also sometimes done to help out local Chinese internet companies. In one example that was mentioned here was Flickr, the photo sharing site, which appears to be not available from within China. However, the local Chinese competitor is available and appears to be operating rather uncensored and pretty much offering the same content that Flickr offers. And in general, sort of a side effect was pointed out of this Great Chinese Firewall. Well, like many systems like this, there's a performance impact, and as a result, sites being located outside of China typically are slower due to this additional filtering than their Chinese competitors. And then, of course, last week there was a lot of news about the new legislation that goes under the acronym SOPA. SOPA, that was previously known as Protect IP Act. is essentially a system that would enforce stronger copyright protection, intellectual property protections, by having ISPs redirect DNS requests. Of course, there are all kinds of issues with that legislation. The one thing I found sort of interesting was a complaint brought forward by Sandia National Lab. Sandia is pointing out that essentially what is being proposed here is breaking DNSSEC, because one point of DNSSEC is to prevent the kind of spoofing of DNS responses that are being proposed by SOPA. This could in turn and again lead to, for example, providers not implementing DNS validation in order to not run into any issues with this legislation. And of course, with all the problems we have seen lately, for example, with SSL, DNSSEC has actually gained some traction in the sense that it is seen as a meaningful additional layer to protect people from reaching illegitimate sites. Well, anyway, this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.